up, y'all? What's up? Back again, back again. Maliko, what's up, what's up, what's up? Love, love, y'all. I'm here to talk about the KOD, man. I gotta get my review on that. It's one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, my list goes Kendrick Lamar, Joey Badass, and J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? So, I gotta give a review to Jermaine Cole. It's only right. So, I'm gonna start off by saying, mom saying, from the first song to the end, I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? And all the songs have meanings. You know what I'm saying? From 1985, you know what I'm saying? To motivate every song. You know what I'm saying? I really felt like bro did a breakthrough with this album, because this album is gonna bring like a lot of people true selves out of themselves. You know what I'm saying? I rap too, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can look up some of my music. I got a video on YouTube. It's you can look it up. It's Maliko Trust. Maliko, M-A-L-I-K, Trust. And then my SoundCloud, M-A-L-I-K, Maliko, X, Liko. You know what I'm saying? You can look up some of my material. You know what I'm saying? I've been rapping conscious music because you feel like, I feel like that's the true essence of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Rapping relevant daily issues that's happening in our life, the daily struggles, you know what I'm saying? Versus talking about a big booty bitch and being in the club shit, told him my Blake finna shoot some niggas, you know what I'm saying? That's the cliche, you know what I'm saying? I could do that, but I'ma stay in my lane. And the reason why I said J. Cole got a breakthrough with that album, and it's gonna bring out a lot of truer selves of people, their true self out of their self, because it's gonna, that album is really making a lot of people feel comfortable, you know what I'm saying? And people calling them people fake woke, or the people that's fake act like they fuck with J. Cole. I ain't mad, you feel me? I'm happy motherfuckers saying they fuck with, you know what I'm saying, King Lamar and J. Cole and people like Joey Badass and Rush and Logic, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy they fuck with niggas like that. Now, that's just showing people are becoming more conscious, more aware, you know what I'm saying? Just being more open-minded to other stuff, because there's other shit out there, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Talking about the same shit all day, and not to discredit them, you know what I'm saying? But it's other shit out here, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like J. Cole did a breakthrough with the album, you feel me? And it's gonna definitely make a lot of more people wanna come out that shell and do more, but it's gonna bring out a lot of false prophets too. He made a song called False Prophet, you know what I'm saying? So that's not too far-fetched me. So, you know what I'm saying? That been happening, but it's gonna happen a lot. So be ready to see a lot of people coming out talking about shit that they really wanna go talk about. If this album didn't come out, or if a lot of artists didn't come out with a lot of music they did, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said that's the difference between trend riders and trendsetters, you know what I'm saying? I'm a trendsetter, J. Cole a trendsetter, you could be a trendsetter, not a trend rider, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people choose to be trend riders, and that's what's fucked up with the music now. That's why Lil Pump was mad, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know what I'm saying, just saying that's some real nigga shit, feel me? Because J. Cole really dissed him, but he dissed him in a way where he really gave him tips, but you know what I'm saying? It's still a diss, so you gonna feel kind of salty anyway, but still, though, you dissed the man first, so, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker gonna respond back. You diss somebody that type of caliber of not even a rapper no more, damn, a lyricist, you know what I'm saying? How I look at myself, a lyricist, you know what I'm saying? So, you think they not finna clap back? Yeah, they ain't gonna clap back probably as fast as you want them to. That's exactly what J. Cole did. He ain't replied to him in 2017. He replied back 2018. You know what I'm saying? Remarkable. You know what I'm saying? Reply was way better than his shit. I didn't even listen to the song that they said Lil Pump would do when he did J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that I don't fuck with some of Lil Pump music, feel me? But if I had to choose, I don't even have to say the answer. You know what I'm saying? The music speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? Like J. Cole said, is that money gonna last years from now? Betting all them chains. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the money. You know what I'm saying? The money supposed to last. You know what I'm saying? You fuck being a dumb nigga. You're a dumb person if you get a record deal and you go broke after that. You know what I'm saying? There's something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You need counseling or something. You know what I'm saying? But fuck the money. Is your music still gonna be living? Is it still gonna be people that's gonna play your shit, that's gonna be showing your news to their kids? This is what I used to listen to. Your shit still gonna be played on the radio, commercial, Super Bowls, anything, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all that shit. That's what I'm more concerned with, and that's what I feel like bro put it down on, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm just waiting for Joey to drop something. Joey Badass. I'm waiting for Kendrick to drop something. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like J. Cole set the trend for this year. I feel like this year, even Kodak Black hopped on that song with that dude named Black. You know what I'm saying? That introduced me to him in that song with Drizzy Spark. You know what I'm saying? Kodak Black said, he said, how I ain't old enough to go into the store to buy some blunts, but I'm old enough to go to war and die for them. You know what I'm saying? Look that song up too, Spark, Drizzy, you know what I'm saying? I think Drizzy, she from Chicago, Chicago University, I think. Shorty rap better. She's a female artist. Rap better than most of these male artists out here. You know what I'm saying? So, in conclusion, to conclude everything I'm saying, look at that KLD, man. Stay conscious. Love, man. Peace, man. Y'all already know what it is. Higher legacy, man. Peace.